family, welcome to The Residence Resource, the podcast for making home and family happy, healthy, and holy for those who reside in the Falmouth vicinity. And even if you're not in the Falmouth area, a special welcome to you, my listeners, for joining from wherever you are. If you like the content, you are more than welcome to listen, to share with someone else, and to leave a comment. I'm your host, Yenny Lewis. Me no drink coffee, tea, mango time. Hear how nice it may be, mango time. At the height of the mango crop, when the fruits them are ripe and drop, wash your pot on them down, mango time. Ooh, anybody remembers that song? Well, when it's mango time, there are lots of us who can identify with that old Jamaican folk song. For me, when it's mango season, the typical use that I put mangoes to is, of course, to eat them. And by the way, my favorite is Julie Mango. Alright. And apart from eating mangoes, I typically like to blend them and make mango juice, mango carrot juice, all sorts of things with mango juice. But my blender jug just happened to get broken some weeks ago. And would you believe that it was right in time? Just in time for mango season. So here I am, all these mangoes ripening, a lot of mangoes in my refrigerator, and no hope in sight for getting my mango juice going. But, you know, there was just one night where I thought, just dawned on me, like, what about mango jam? To be honest with you, I had never heard of mango jam before. Yes, maybe I was living under a rock somewhere, but I just never heard of it. So I had to go and do a little internet research to find out, to educate myself about the possibility of doing mango jam. Lo and behold, not only did I find mango jam, you know, recipes and directions, but I found that it was so simple. So guess what? You need to stay tuned to find out how my first ever attempt at mango jam turned out. But before we go any further, let us listen to our home building tip from the Bible. House of Jacob, come ye, and let us walk in the light of the Lord. That was your home building tip from the Bible, brought to you by The Residence Resource. So let's get some background about jams. What is a jam? It is a fruit preserve, and you make it by boiling a fruit with sugar in water until the mixture sets to a gel-like consistency. There are three ingredients that help to set the jam. There's pectin, P-E-C-T-I-N, pectin, sugar, and some type of acid, typically citric acid. Fruits overall will have various ranges of pectin content. Those with less natural pectin will need additional pectin, either by commercially available pectin, or you can add another high pectin fruit to your jam. Pectin, it's a type of starch it's found in plants, and some of the fruits that have the highest pectin levels are fruits like apples and grapes, citrus fruits as well. And generally speaking, the firmer and the less ripe the fruits are, then they will have more pectin. The ripening process actually has or involves the activity of enzymes which actually break down pectin as fruits get riper. So in general, the less ripe the fruits are, the firmer they are, then the more pectin they're going to have. Mangoes, which we are talking about, which we're interested in, mangoes are low in pectin, but the mango peels have pectin in it, or have pectin in them. And as I mentioned earlier, as we just mentioned, citrus peels and the citrus seeds are also good sources of pectin. So, what will you need? What are the ingredients for our mango jam? Well, first off, obviously you're going to need mangoes. The internet sources that I checked encourage the use of semi-ripe or not fully ripe mangoes, because as I mentioned earlier, those will have more pectin. But I used ripe, super ripe mangoes. But as I mentioned earlier, the skin of the mangoes have a lot of pectin. So what I did was just cut up some of the mango peels and include them in my mixture and boil them with that. Then I took out the skin. So it still worked out. Right, so you'll need mangoes, sugar, lemon juice, and water. Now, at this point, I want to present to you my disclaimer. I am not a chef, I'm not a cook. And even though I am discussing making homemade mango jam, I've only done this once. Yeah, I do intend to do it again. But for now, I actually have a jar full of my own personally made mango jam, so I really don't have any need to make any more right now. So right, so what I'm saying is, this is not a how to make mango jam from an experienced point of view, but it's just more to inspire you to go and to go and do it, because if I can do it the first time ever and it actually turns out edible, you can do it too. So, here's the method. Again, I did no measuring whatsoever. I boiled some water with the lemon juice and the lemon seeds in there. The initial volume, I tried to just boil it down to half that volume here, and then removed the lemon seeds. Then I had my mango chunks, so I added those pieces of mango and just tossed in some sugar and put it on to boil. I try to mash the mango pieces, stir the mixture occasionally as it cooked, and I actually ended up needing to add more sugar when I tasted it. Yeah, that happened twice. But I kept on stirring and tasting until, lo and behold, it really began to have a clear, gel-like look and consistency. I was excited. I was relieved. You know, this was the first time I was doing it, and it really started to look like it was really jam. Right. A word about the lemon seeds. The lemon seeds do add extra pectin. And I chose to do it because I wasn't sure if I was going to get the gel consistency that I wanted, because I was using very ripe mangoes. Okay, right, so some sources that I had checked out suggested boiling water with the citrus fruit first. Not the citrus fruit, just the lemon juice, the citrus juice, along with the seeds to boost the pectin in the recipe. And yes, I was warned about the bitter taste. So I understood that there was a risk of getting that bitter taste in my jam. But I still went ahead and did that, boiled the seeds with the citrus juice in the water. And guess what? While I was doing my taste test, it was bitter. And so that's why I ended up having to add extra sugar along the way to balance the taste. It ended up sitting very well, but it tasted like marmalade. My older daughter didn't appreciate that kind of taste, but I enjoy it because I, over the years, I've acquired the taste for marmalade, so it's actually quite tasty to me. My son eats it, and my little one-year-old daughter eats it too, so I'm not feeling too bad about that part. Now, a word about the texture. I recommend choosing mango varieties that are not so stringy, because they can end up in your jam and actually kind of disrupt the eating experience. So I would go for things like the Julie mango. Ooh, yeah. I think those would make a nicer texture for the mango jam. And if you visit the website, you will see the pictures that I showed you. If you look carefully, you'll see the actual strings in my mango jam. So, I mean, it doesn't affect how edible it is overall, but to go for a better texture, I would recommend using varieties that don't have that kind of stringiness to them. So I ended up using the whole boiling of the lemon seeds procedure, and ta-da, it tasted bitter. And that is actually why I had to end up adding extra sugar along the way, just to balance the taste. But overall, it ended up sitting very well. I was pleased with the texture. But the taste was sort of like marmalade. My older daughter is not a fan of it, but I eat it, I enjoy it, and my son and my baby. So we just have one person out. And also a word about the texture. Based on my experience, my not very much experience, but experience nonetheless, I recommend choosing mango varieties that are not so stringy, because they can disrupt your eating experience. So try to choose mangoes that have that kind of fiber that will sort of melt away. But other than that, mango jam is good to go. The other option for making mango jam is, once you have boiled everything together, you can pass the whole mixture through a strainer to extract the undissolved fibers. So you'd want to do that before it actually sets, and then you continue to do the boiling to bring it to the setting. All right, now, having shared with you what I did, I just want to give you something more formal that I found. It's a recipe that is actually quite simple. I'm just going to go ahead and share it with you now. It says, in a medium saucepan, bring 1 cup of water, 1/2 cup of sugar, and 1 teaspoon of lemon juice to a boil over high heat. Turn the heat down to medium and add 3 cups of chopped mango. Cook for approximately 5 minutes to soften the mango, and then mash with a fork or potato masher. Continue cooking until the jam has thickened. Once it has thickened, you can now remove it from the heat. And what will happen is the jam will continue to thicken slightly as it cools. You set it aside to cool, and then you transfer your mango jam to a clean, sealed jar and store in the refrigerator. Ta-da! We just made mango jam. Well, that's it for this episode of The Resident Resource. Thanks for stopping by, and I hope you have been inspired to go forth and make mango jam. Catch you next time on The Resident Resource, and remember to stop by the website, theresidentresource.fez.com.
Loved what you've heard on this week's episode? Well, the answer is simple. It would mean the world to us if you could head over to iTunes and leave us a 5-star review and feedback. Spreading the word really is the best way to grow our podcast and achieve even greater things. Thank you.